If you were to try to get them in from the pasture, did you have something to call to your mules to get them to?
You had to go after.
Oh, you couldn't call them. You were like,
they wouldn't come.
They wouldn't come.
They knew what's going on. They would. You couldn't get them to come in unless it's winter time. They're wanting their feed.
Well, did you ever hear anybody call sheep?
Nah, I never did. Don't reckon. I don't know anything about sheep. Yeah. I've never seen but awful few of them.
What about chickens? If they was calling, you know, it's feeding time and you're getting your chickens to come in.
All the chicky.
Yeah, something like that. Now, when you're plowing, those things that you hold, that you guide the mules with.
Oh, you mean the handles, or
yeah, or then the
or the lines,
yeah,
plow
that's
lines,
what,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, if on a horse, what if you're riding a horse, you'd have to guide it with the
bridle reins.
Yeah, and if you had a saddle and the part that you put your feet into.
That's the stirrups.
And now, if you were plowing with two horses or two mules or something, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Well, now, I just couldn't tell you that. I don't know. I never heard them called anything, really. They just hitch them up and just let them go. And one walks in the fur and the other on the hard ground. And so I don't know. Really, I don't guess they're called anything anymore. Just a team of mules plowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, not any distinction between them anyway.
I don't think so.
Now, if you were talking about like a house that or where somebody you knew lived and it wasn't right close by, you'd say, well, it's just a little piece or something.
Yeah, that's what you'd say. Just a little piece on up the road or down the road or a little further or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it was a long ways away, you'd say it was a...
It's a long distance.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say a far piece or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Now, if you were to have to, you know, clear your land, get all the shrubs and trees and things like that, you'd say that you had to...
They call it clearing, clearing land.
Mm-hmm. Now, the oats and things, you said that they tie that up into a...
Bundles.
Now, how would they measure oats by the...
Well, they'd feed so many bundles, you know, to each mule.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they just fed one. If they worked them pretty hard, they'd feed them two bundles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they'd, now, I guess you made all your own bread.
Yeah.
Everybody would
make. People made their own bread, even to bake in their light bread. They made their own yeast.
Oh, they did?
Hmm?
They made it?
My mother could make yeast. She had a hop vine that grew at the end of our porch over there on Lebanon Hill where I was raised. She was just as particular about those hops as she could be.
Golly, can't
and she taking care of them and in the fall of the year when they was ripe, she'd make her own yeast.
Well, now, what about other things that you'd made, like with wheat flour? What else?
Well, they just make pies, cakes, and biscuits, and light bread.
Mm-hmm. Have all that kind of...
And just cook something like they cook this day and time with.
Well,
they didn't use as much yeast as they do.
Oh, yeah. What was hoe cakes? Well, I made a
lot. Well, I just never did know what a hoe cake was.
I've heard of hoe cakes.
I've heard of them, but... But now, as near as I could come to telling you what a hoe cake is what we always call flitters.
Uh-huh.
I'd cook them on, I used to cook them for my kids, you know, overnight. They'd want them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd make up batter.
Mm-hmm. With the batter or something?
Uh-huh. And we had the old fireplace, and I'd get me a skillet and set it on the fireplace on coals, and I'd fry those. I call them flitters, but I guess that might be what you call a hoe cake. I don't know.